Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on June 11th, 2013, at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, perception. This week's story comes to us from Pat Abbey and is titled, A Wanker Is What a Wanker Does, or So You Want to Be a Wanker. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name's Pat, and I'm... Wait a minute. Let's start over again. Hi, my name's Pat, and I'm a wanker. And if this was a 12-step, never mind, you're all 12-steppers, so it really worked out. Actually, I'm not a wanker. I am one of the wankers. And unlike you guys, who may be a wanker, that's who I am. I'm also one of 6 of them. And it started about 40 pounds ago in Florida. And it was a group of us that kind of got together to drink. And we drank on Tuesday nights. We drank on Thursday nights. We drank on Saturday mornings sometimes. And for sure, we drank on Saturday nights and Saturday evenings. And 4 of them were Brits, and 2 of us were Yanks. So they had names like Derek and Graham and Robin and Leslie, and they were all guys, but that's what their names were. And then there was Paul and Pat. So we kind of hung out together and drank. But it was, we had to, it was another part of it. We were all runners, the 40 pounds ago part. And so on Tuesdays, we had to run track before we drank, and we'd go to a Haitian grocery store and sit there, drink beer in front of the Haitian grocery store. And then on Thursdays, we'd run long distance, and then we'd go to the gas station and drink. And then on Saturdays, we'd either have a race or we would do our long run, which was about 20 miles. And Saturday afternoon, we'd go to the pub and drink Guinness and all the good stuff. But the Brits would all go, come on, you wanker, this, and come on, you wanker, you bloody wanker, this. So somewhere along the line, we decided to call ourselves the Wankers. And we created a T-shirt, a singlet that we wore, and it was great. It had an anchor and a hand on it and a penis head, and it said Wanker Running Club on it. And it was fun. So this is what our costume was when we'd run. And we got kind of famous in South Florida. We did it for about 8 years. And a lot of people wanted to be wankers. And so we'd have, like, initiations, and they'd have to buy us beer, obviously. There was alcohol involved. But we never took ourselves too seriously. We were just kind of, like, having a good time running and doing our thing. We all ran marathons and stuff like that. But if you've ever run long distance or even some of the shorter races, if you have your name Bob or Pete or whatever on your T-shirt, when you're running, people will go like, go Bob. So you can imagine. Go Wanker. You know, and it was great. So anyway, it went on and on. Oh, yes. We're all pretty good runners, too. We're all sub-40s 10Kers for those who run, and we're all sub-19 5Kers. So we kind of had that part going for us, but we knew we were never going to win, so we never took ourselves seriously. So it was just kind of like fun, but we were pretty good runners. And we had maybe 40 or 50 marathons between all of us on that. So anyway, so that's the background of the Wankers. And this went on forever. But every year in Miami, they have this corporate run. And so basically what happened was, all the corporations would get together, and they'd get their 100 people, their company, and they would come, and you know, it would be a festival. And it was an honor system. Nobody really was timed or anything like that. And so we would go, and we had formed this fake corporation, and we had five people, which was the minimum. And each year it would be something different. And I had a little cabinet shop, so one year it was mine, and one year it was Derek and Robbie's and stuff like that. But so this one year, they gave awards for first male, first female, and first CEO or president of a corporation. And it was an honor system. It was not any, they didn't have chips and stuff like they do today. So we did this for years, and our wives and family would come, and we'd party afterwards. And it was like 10,000 people. It was like a huge event. So this one year we went, and we ran, and it was my company, and I was the president. And so we're sitting there partying, having a good time. And they announced, and the first CEO, president of a corporation, Pat Abbey from Hardwood Furniture. So we're all going, whoa, this is great. So I never won anything. And walk up to the stage, and it's a big stage. It's Miami. You think of Miami, and that's pretty much it. And there's a bloody Tiffany bowl is the award. And I'm about ready to walk across the stage, and this guy comes out of the audience or out of the crowd and says, wait a minute, I had a faster time than his. They announced my time, which was not very good. But they announced it, and he said, I had a faster time than him. So they had a little conference. And anyway, long story short, they gave him the award. The wankers absolutely fucking loved it. I mean, they were just beside themselves that, you know, like, got stolen. So from the non-serious runner, I dedicated my next year to running this race the next year and beating this son of a bitch. And that was it. So now it became serious. And so the year we found out who the guy was. His name was Bill Bowers, in case he's here. He owned a Chevrolet dealership, and he was really good, much better than me. So the next year, I had a whole plan, and I had a good friend, Al, who ran with me. And, it was a 3.5-mile race as opposed to a 3.1, 5K. And that was kind of odd, but anyway, that was the distance. So Al, we had a game plan. We were going to dog this guy, and we were going to run it, and we're just going to stay with him and take him at the end, because I really like to take people at the end. That's competition. So you blindside the guy, you know, like you fade to his blindside when you're going around corners. Long story short, I am in way over my head. This guy is running so fast, and he's just being normal. And Al's, come on, you can do it, Pat. You can do it, Pat. And so you get about 100 yards from the finish line. I'm maybe 50 feet behind him, and you have to pull the trigger. And I am sick. So I pull the trigger. I go run up to him. He glances to his right. He sees my number, which is this different color, so he knew that I was competition. And we have the sprint, like CBS Sports, to the finish line. He takes me at the end by 3 feet. I throw up. It was like, again, the wankers are in heaven, absolutely in heaven. So, you know, this is all about perception. So, like, yeah, I spent a year being serious because we weren't serious runners, and I got beat, and that was cool. And I take away from it this, to this day, 25 years later, it was the only time in my life I ever ran a sub-6 race. It was the only time in my life that I ever felt what it was like to be on CBS Sports and the agony of defeat. But that was like a thrilling, thrilling moment to be in that position, never mind that I lost. And so I took away from a lot of things. Plus, I'm a wanker, so it's like it doesn't matter. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. More at TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquise is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's subject the number 2, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at RanchHandDesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockinRudy's.com. Bijou Body, fair trade organic beauty tea blends. Scientifically advanced, holistically intelligent anti-aging body care products. More at BijaBody.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 10th here at the Top Hat. The theme is currently undecided. If you would like to tell a story in the fall quarter, please call 203-4683 to pitch your story idea. Thank you for listening.